Welcome to Agency Highway. This is a podcast for digital agencies and freelancers who want to grow their business, earn more, and work less. Each episode, you'll hear from agency owners that are killing it, meet epic people that can help you along your journey, or just listen to me ramble on about something I think is cool. Head to agencyhighway.com for transcripts, action notes, and to join the community. I'm your host, James Rose. Now, let's get into it. This podcast is brought to you by ContentSnare. ContentSnare helps digital agencies get content from their clients on time, in the right format, without email. If you've ever needed to get content from clients, you'll know how painful it can be. You end up constantly chasing them for weeks and months, and by the time it's ready, there's a 900-long email trail full of massive images and a couple of brochures from 6 years ago. ContentSnare makes this a thing of the past by collecting content from your clients in the right format the first time and does all the chasing for you. Try it on your next project by signing up at ContentSnare.com. Welcome back to Agency Highway. I'm your host, James Rose. This is episode 14, and today we're talking with Nick Duglin. Oh, shit. I just realized I don't even know how to pronounce your last name. How is it, Nick?
Duglin.
Duglin. Not even close.
Not close, mate.
This is what happens when you you only talk to people on the internet and...
Yeah.
Yep. So I asked Nick to come on today because he runs a white label services businesses, which is mostly an SEO, right? Or do you guys do web and all sorts of stuff?
So it does SEO and AdWords predominantly. So we just focus in that region, yeah. And you know, to be a master of one rather than a jack of all trades.
Yeah. So it's a pretty cool business, obviously very handy for other digital agencies that are trying to do too much, and it's a good place to offload a bit of work. But there's more to it than this because Nick actually started out in the agency game using white label services and grew it, his agency, to the point where he actually took over the white label business, which we'll dig into a little bit more later.
Correct. Yes. Great story. Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on the show. It's an honor.
Yeah. Awesome. So first thing I like to start with is, what's the best thing that's happened to you this year?
This year, I'll take it as a 365 days back, but it was basically getting featured on the cover of a dental magazine for the work we do in the dental market. So pretty stoked with that. And best part about it is we use the same engine we use on the white label we use for our direct channel. So it's a win on both fronts, really.
Yeah, sweet as. Just for audience sake, we're currently recording this at 4 o'clock on a Friday. And to make sure I don't crash, I've got some delicious homebrew ginger beer here.
Just had a Negroni before.
Oh, nice. Mate, you're already on it.
Just finished it, mate. And I've got the champagne on ice waiting.
Yeah, I'm going straight to a brewery after this just to kick off, to start my health kick, which was supposed to start this week. Yeah, right.
Beautiful.
This podcast is brought to you by ContentSnare. ContentSnare helps digital agencies get content from their clients on time, in the right format, without email. If you've ever needed to get content from clients, you'll know how painful it can be. You end up constantly chasing them for weeks or months, and by the time it's ready, there's a 900-long email trail full of massive images and a couple of brochures from 6 years ago. ContentSnare makes this a thing of the past by collecting content from your clients in the right format the first time and does all the chasing for you. Try it on your next project by signing up at ContentSnare.com. Right, so I want to know where this all started, like the agency thing and then how you grew that.
Yeah, cool, man. I'll give you the whole story. Just stop me if I keep rambling. But I started in the web game. So I was a freelance web designer and then went on to Upwork and found some guys that did websites and thought, you know what, I'm no good at coding anymore. I'm going to get guys to do it and I'll just go on the managerial side. So got some guys there, one in the States. So she actually used to be the branding girl for Mel B from the Spice Girls. So I'm like, okay, this girl obviously knows branding. And then the guy I got was actually based in Bosnia. And his whole family worked for me, actually. So there was about seven of them. And I still use them to this day, so 5.5 years later. But anyway, we did that and then built some sites. And if you've got any, you know, web developers listening, they'll totally understand this. You can build a website and, person A will love it and person B will hate it. So
yep.
you know, we did that and we built many sites and had horror stories and had wins. And then I just came to realize that, you know, the work involved to get a website built and managed and having to deal with all the client issues, I mean, there must be something better. So I thought, okay, well, what happens after we build these sites? You know, you can build these great sites and people spend, well, back then we weren't building them for much. We were doing them for, you know, 1500, $2,000, $2,500, I think, whereas, you know, nowadays the last site we built, I think, was, you know, high tens of thousands. But I was like, okay, what happens after this point? So then we thought it was in the traffic generation side. And at that point, I knew nothing about it other than it happens on Google. So I then started looking around myself for some white label agencies, started getting some education in the space, you know, certifications, all that kind of stuff. And then started using a white label company in the UK. And that was cool. And that's probably where I learned most of my SEO stuff, because I worked quite closely with the founders of that company. But then the exchange rate really, you know, bit us in the ass, which it would if you're using anyone overseas, you'd understand. Yep. So then I looked for the local guys and literally just typed in, you know, white label SEO Australia, which we ranked number one for. And I came across eBrands, and I was like, okay, let's check this out. And I'm part of a group in the States called YouGurus who help web agencies grow. And
yep. Yeah, I've been on, you know, Brent's podcast. They're awesome stuff. Yeah. If you haven't heard of YouGurus, definitely check them out.
100%. Yeah, he's a mentor of mine. Best guy in the world, honestly. His story is incredible. But anyway, so then we came across these guys, started using them, and within 2 years, we became their biggest reseller, which was awesome. So we started driving some really good traffic generation, learned everything there was to know about SEO, about AdWords, how it all worked, integrated into our platform. The white label, you know, dashboard that they had integrates everything and kind of takes all our core values into account.
So when you say their dashboard, this is eBrand's dashboard. At this point, you're still the agency. Yeah. Like, this is coming from an agency perspective.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So basically how it works, and you've got the dashboard and we branded it with our own branding, comes through with our email address still to this day. That's how it works.
Yeah. Awesome.
And we loved it. And you know, it's a dashboard second to none, because it integrates everything. It's custom to eBrands. There's no, let's use this dashboard tool and this dashboard tool and put it all together. It's literally proprietary
and
custom.
It's very cool. I want to dig into that a little bit later.
Sure. Yeah.
So in this growth phase, like, were you focused on dentists yet?
No. So we were still just agency, and we had some great companies that we were working with. And then my best mate, or two best mates, one at the time, they were both dentists, and I used to have coffee with him every Tuesday. And then the one day he said, "Look, Nick, we're working with a marketing company in my dental practice, but they're not happy with them. Do you think there's something you can come in and have a look?" And I said, "Man, I know nothing about dental marketing, but let's come in anyway." So I had a look at it, and as any, you know, web guy will know, you get the basics right, you set the right framework, and things work. So we basically redid their website, and then we started doing some SEO, some AdWords. We work with a social media partner. And within 3 weeks, I couldn't have coffee with the guy anymore because I was so busy. So we took them from 20 new patients a month to 15 months later, recurring now anywhere from 75 to 110 new patients a month.
Damn.
And that was all through AdWords, SEO, web stuff. Yeah, right.
So then, like, were you already doing pretty well at that point, like, before you found the dentist niche?
Yeah. So we were, I enjoyed it. You know, we, by no means just a, you know, low priced SEO agency. I mean, our smallest amount that you can work with us on a direct channel is usually around the $1,500 to $1,700 mark. And that's a pretty small plan.
That's Aussie. Yeah.
That's Aussie. Yes. Aussie, all dollars. Aussie dollars.
So that's about $5 US. No, it's like $1,400 maybe.
$2, yeah. Something of that nature. So, so then what we decided to do, as any entrepreneur would, we thought, okay, this dental thing could work really well. So then I just built Dental Rank, I think within a weekend, branded it, built the website, which still to this day is a one pager and it works really well. So, yeah. And then, then we just started going after the dental niche, and we got introduced to one dental supplier who knows every dentist under the sun, really, and made a good deal with him. And then we got featured on the cover of a dental magazine end of, you know, December 2017. Went out to about 10,000 dentists, and needless to say, our sales pipeline is always busy, which is great.
Yeah, so how did that introduction come about then? Was that just because, you know, someone you knew that guy, sort of thing? Just classic networking? And
well, I'm part of BNI, which is Business Networking International. So we meet every Wednesday. It's just one of the chapters in Sydney CBD. And someone that was in my chapter actually worked with this guy who was her – she was his travel agent.
Right.
Random. Yeah. Super random.
It she always is, though, right?
Space. Yeah.
Like these things that just come out of nowhere. It's always like an offhanded comment or a random person that knows someone. And that's like – that's why we always talk about like networking being so freaking huge, because like, massive. Yeah, that's the only way these things come about, right? Unless you're trying to force your way in by like trying to avoid gatekeepers and cold calling and all that crap. Like networking just opens doors. Like
it does. And from that, we then got introduced. So that guy then introduced us to an ex Nova guy. So the Nova FM.
That's a big radio station here in Australia, American listeners, which is most of them.
Yeah, you've got a lot of American guys. Sorry, I forgot about that. So it's like a big radio station. And then that guy introduced us to some big clients, that aren't dentists. So we keep about five direct clients outside of the dental space, work, all our sales marketing activities focused on the dental. And then, as it happened, you know, 2 years ago, we were approached by the guy running eBrands Australia, wanted us to you know, buy into the company and help take it over, take it to new heights, and then sort of felt a bit uneasy about it. And then November of 2016, everything kind of went to shit on the eBrands white label side. And that's when I knew my opportunity was nigh, to say
the least. As in their service level dropped or something, or
service stopped completely. Everything stopped. Money kept getting taken out of the account, but no service, no contact, nothing.
Wow.
So I was trying to find out what happened. We got approached by the parent company. So, well, this is eBrands Australia, but there's eBrand Solutions, who are the primary company, and contacted us saying, look, you're the biggest reseller there. Would you be interested in potentially running the eBrands Australia division? Which was a no-brainer for me, because we instantly doubled our profit on the retail side of things, and took on the white label side. And then I saw how things ran here in Australia, and it wasn't pretty. So then I built a team, account management team, a content team, sales team, on the white label, and that became our focus. Because the dental one has its own traction, we then, okay, what can we do on the white label side? And like you, James, we want to help agencies, and we love it, and that's why, you know, we work so well with Brent. And we thought, okay, a lot of agencies out there need this white label SEO. They need to scale their agencies. They probably have no idea how to do SEO, no idea how to do account management with their clients.
Or they don't want to or shouldn't be doing it. That's the other thing, you know, like a lot of people start down this track of like, oh yeah, I can do Google ads and I can do Facebook ads and I'll make you a video, screw it, you know. So exactly. I feel like SEO is probably the easiest thing to white label, like to add service, like revenue to a business without doing any extra work, because there's so many like just ways you can offload it, and eBrands is like a perfect example of that. Yeah.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, it's the easiest one to do, because, you know, you just start doing all, you know, the tagging and all the whatnot of the on-page SEO, which is the easy part. The hard part, I suppose, is the content side, the backlinking side, you know, reputation management, all of that, which, you know, eBrands caters to second to none. But I've always been skeptical on these guys that, you know, email you at middle of the night saying that they can do SEO for you for $100, you know, or $200 or something like that, and they can't even, you know, string a sentence together. They're the guys we avoid.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's absolutely the case. I mean, like when I said it's easy to offload, I mean to like
to find a decent company like eBrands, you know, like it's a service that, you know, like if you're trying to offload a website, you still need quite a bit of communication with the client. Like there's a lot of stuff you've got to sit there in the front, and before you communicate that to your devs to get it done or your designers, whatever, there's still a project manager. Whereas I feel like SEO is one of those things where you can, like someone can do the on-page stuff. Like someone can do content, someone like, and that's, that's what I meant there.
No, you'd be right then. Yeah, then you'd be on the money. And I mean, I'm very much a systems process automation guy. So I implemented that into the eBrands model and got all that sorted out. And we realized where a lot of the agencies were going wrong was actually on the account management side and liaising the results to those customers and actually getting them on the right plan. Like to give you an example, you know, we had a past reseller now who tried to get a mortgage broker on one of our lowest plans, and I was going after the keywords mortgage broker Sydney, and they'd get, you know, one content piece every 3 to 6 months on that plan versus one of our higher plans, and you know, low activity on that and paying, you know, not a large sum of money. And then we'd always query, oh, you know, why are we not getting the results? And I'm like, well A, the website is pretty atrocious, and I've told you how to fix that because we consult to a lot of these agencies given our web background. And you also got them on a very low plan trying to target something. So something with really high volume, and it's not going to work. So a lot of it is education. That's why I love it, because I love educating people in general, but predominantly agencies. And we're a white glove service throughout, really. And I want to employ that with the white label side too. And it's just fun, you know, seeing an agency go. We had one agency that was a one-man band when they started with us. Didn't even consider SEO, and they came on and started using us, and now they've, you know, hired a lot of internal staff and have someone managing that for them, and they grow into different verticals, and it's just great to watch. We have some agencies that, you know, multinational and decided to, you know, cut that division internally and just use us and save costs and still get, you know, just as good quality.
So are these like full service agencies, or are they, you know, are some of them just doing SEO and they're literally just getting clients and feeding them to you?
We have a couple that were just SEO agencies, and then the majority of them would be full service. So they do the web, they do the social, they were doing paid ads, and then they start using us. So with us, I mean, you got to consider, if someone comes on board, we say, right, we are going to do absolutely everything for you when it comes to SEO and AdWords. All you have to do is fill in this onboarding form, and we'll start the campaign, we'll run the campaign, we'll do all the content, all the ads, communicate with your client, do all the reporting, pretty much act like your team. So they've got a team, you know, of over 530 doing the work, with, you know, the Sydney team being the account management, content, you know, everything that you need to run the campaign from a high level, on your side. And that's how it works.
Yeah, sweet. So are you doing on-page stuff like starting off with an audit or something, and then like do you change keywords? Like what if the website's kind of screwed? Like there's the H1s aren't set up properly? And
great question. So we always take there's two main reports that we start with. So there's the duplication report, and there's the benchmark report. So if we take a keyword, like let's just say we use Digital Agency Sydney as the keyword, we then see where the agency is ranking for that keyword when they start with us, and it might be position 14. And let's say they're with us for 3 years, there will always be that column in the report, which is before SEO. So we show 14, and then we can show the difference over the last month, over the last week, and how that's kind of tracking. And as many who are listening would know, Google absolutely hates duplication. So we do a duplication report to see if the content on your website's anywhere else on the internet. And then our writers know how we need to reframe that content based on the keyword search that we've done, and that's been approved. So we write that content. And then the first 2 months are probably done on the on-page SEO. So we do all the H1 tags based on the content.
So you've got devs in there doing that stuff, like actually making changes to sites if necessary?
Correct, yes. So we got the full team. So you got a full dev team, full content team, SEO team, AdWords team, everything, and then the managers obviously above them.
How do you deal, like I imagine there'd be a lot of people that wouldn't want you guys to touch dev, or like some people are really precious about that kind of thing. And understandably so, if they've got burns before. So do you work with people as
well? Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't believe how many actually are so precious about their content, and rightfully so, like you say. But we work very closely with the agencies and within their bounds. So we say, look, here's the content that we think should go on the website. Do you want us to put on the website or not? So we would write all the content and send it back, and you've got 1 week to approve, disapprove, make changes before we post it. But the onboarding, just like any client, whether it be white label, whether it be direct, web, SEO, social, whatever you want, the onboarding stage is probably the most important of the whole campaign. And within that period of time, we determine what they want done on the campaign, what they don't. So that might be, look, don't create any videos, don't create any, you know, infographics, or don't rewrite this content, only create landing pages, only do blog posts, you know, things of that nature is really important. And then our content writer will either reach out to them, give them a call, just liaise over email and say, look, how do you want your content written? Is it more, you know, is it topical? Is it a sort of point-based? Is it journalistic? How do you like your content written?
Yeah.
And then we only do content that's about 350 words. And then they can always add on to that if they want to.
Yeah, cool.
So,
I mean, you guys do everything. That's pretty much what I was looking for. And
exactly.
And the other key thing, I think, I just realized we've missed a really key part of the story that I've been looking forward to asking you the whole time. But we'll get back to it now that we're on eBrand. So the dashboard, like this is it. Like we sort of briefly touched on that before, because that seems to be like a big thing you guys push. Like it's all over your homepage and. From memory anyway, like that's like the big thing that it's a white labeled dashboard. Yeah. So your clients can log in and see like all their stats with the agency's branding on it. Yeah.
That's correct. So when an agency first comes on with us, we usually dedicate 3 weeks to get them onboarded, because what we do is we get their logo, we do DNS changes, we set up all the reporting, how they like to work, set up all their, you know, all their stuff onto the dashboard, basically do the whole white label component, so that when they bring a client on board, the client only sees their branding, all our names. So even if I'm on their dashboard, they only see, you know, my first name. There's no last names or anything like that. There's no other domain names on there other than their own. So most agencies will use reports at domainname.com.au or dashboard. The URL they will go to will be dashboard, you know, .domainname.com.au, something like that. That's
as
the setup.
In their agency's correct. Domain name.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. So we say to them, listen, but you are more than welcome to say this is your dashboard. You built it. You don't have to say it's a third party or anything. And the best bit is there's no onboarding fee. It's you bring on a client and you can run as many white label audits for SEO, PPC, social media. We give you all the, you know, white label newsletters. We give you all the plans, how to onboard a client, everything. It's literally a turnkey solution.
Wait,
to your
newsletters. So explain that a bit. What's that?
So Google, I mean, just in 2018 alone, there's been about, I believe, seven or eight changes already to the algorithms. And last year there was about 13 changes to the algorithm. Hmm. So there's always stuff happening, you know,
as in
the
big changes.
World. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, this year there was the whole SSL thing, the mobile friendly thing, course, duplication, all that stuff. So what we do is we give all this information to agencies through their dashboard that they can then white label as their own and put on their newsletter to send to their clients.
Ah, that's freaking cool. Yeah. It's literally been on my ideas list for a while to do like a newsletter for a white labeled newsletter for agencies. So like, cause I do this stuff anyway, right? I find like all the best content, marketing content all the time. And I'm like, man, like I could just repurpose this into something for agencies to send to their clients. So if you're interested in that, let me know, shoot me an email.
There you go, James. Come on as a reseller, take the newsletter and sell it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I suppose a really important element of the dashboard, I mean, it might be hard to explain if you can't see it, but when you first get access to the dashboard, you get access to the SEO component, social component, conversations, project management, PPC, call tracking, lead tracking, everything like that, right? You get everything. What we then say to agencies is use this as an upselling tool. So even though they get everything, to their clients, they can only perhaps say, okay, we're only going to give you the SEO component, but if you want the PPC component within the dashboard, it's an extra, you know, X dollars a month, or the social X dollars a month. So they get to bundle all these services, but knowing that they only pay us, you know, one fee a month, and they can build it that way. And yeah, there's literally no stone left unturned with our dashboard. And we plug in all the major integrations. So like, you know, the Ahrefs, Google Analytics, Google My Business, obviously AdWords, SEM Rush, you name them, they're on there. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, for our social side. Yeah, anything under the sun, it highly likely is going through our dashboard.
Look, I'm not going to lie.
Nothing fabricated.
Like, we just decided to like drop client work to focus on Content Snare, which is obviously our software product. But like hearing this and having seen your dashboard, I'm like, God damn it, I want to do this. Like, because I still have like contacts in that space. I'm like, no, must resist the urge to like...
Yeah, no, that's cool, man. I mean, the other thing we do though, I mean, there's a lot of agencies that see this and see the process and how it works, and they go, Nick, honestly, there's no way we can sell and manage this thing. Is there any other way we can work? And I mean, we do a referral, you know, program where if an agency just can't do the work, they refer them to us on our direct channel, and we pay a 5% commission every single month rolling while we've got that client. So they still can still liaise with that client, keep the client, but make money without having to do the client management side.
But obviously so they'd make a lot more options if they did do it. Like, they could charge, well, they charge what they want. Yeah.
Yeah. They charge what they want, but then you also have to deal with the client management side of things. But there's always those options. Obviously we prefer, you know, clients to come on the white label side because, you know, of the scale components and that we also get to help them grow their agency, but some just don't want to handle it anymore. So, you know, there's always options, but it is a great dashboard. It's going nowhere. There's cool stuff coming out. We just implemented live chat to it. And there's more components coming in now for how to sell the plan. So it's really exciting for the next stage.
Hell yeah. So let's cut back to the bit between when you were an eBrands reseller and then you became the owner slash runner slash whatever of eBrands. Let's hear that story because this is friggin' awesome.
Yeah, so there was a guy, and I won't mention names, but if there's any eBrands resellers of past listening to this, they'll know the names. him and I would be chatting virtually, definitely weekly, if not daily, about the product and how it can improve and things like that. And got to a point where he actually wanted me to buy into the business for, I think at the time he said it was, he wanted a share of about 350K, and this was in June, to buy in. And my gut just kept turning away, and I kept saying, you know, okay, yeah, maybe, you know, signed some, you know, NDAs or whatever to look into the business, but nothing really eventuated there. And then literally 3 to 4 months later, that's when everything went dark. So when I then re-signed this contract in a matter of 3 weeks with the parent company, got phone calls from the guy, you know, obviously completely irate and, you know, wanting to basically put me 9 feet under the ground, which was quite a laughable matter, because what I did was when I re-signed, you know, obviously I had a full list of all the resellers that I then would call and say, hey, this is the situation. I want to get you guys back on as resellers. And they said, well, you know, we've been really burnt. And I said, well, you've just been funneled out 3 months worth of fees with no work being done. My number one priority is to get your money back. So they were using Easy Debit at the time, and I must have got them back in total probably about 125 grand's worth of money. So all that resellers got their money back. He was shy of that amount. He'd bought out, you know, a partner before that. So poor guy's about $500,000 in, and a lot of people chasing him. And I was sitting there with a white label agency, a direct agency, and the world at my feet pretty much. So I was pretty stoked about that.
That's about as good as timing gets. So this guy, like, where was the money? Like, can you share that, or do you like?
I don't know if I can, but let's just say it didn't go towards anything healthy.
Right.
So, wow. Yeah, that's where it went. And, you know, it's funny. You meet someone and you think, wow, you're actually going to go places with this guy. And then all of a sudden, twist of fate happens and things completely turn around. And, yeah, you see people's true colors. But it worked in my favor at that time.
Yeah, that is just crazy.
Yeah, and then you speak to some resellers and, you know, they obviously were quite upset about how things were running and you had to, you know, build the faith up with them still and promise the world to them and you have to deliver it. And I've always, you know, I've always followed what Larry Page is, and he says always deliver more than expected. So we just, you know, we just promised that we would, you know, get them back up and running and things like that. But then we put in the Australian team here and they've got full management. So
Well, it's good been job.
A great journey.
Good job. Thanks, on man. Recovering it all. Like it's a pretty crazy place to come back from and pretty crazy journey you've had, really.
Yeah. I mean, I'm only 5.5 years into business and it's been pretty crazy. So it's fun though. God, it's fun.
Yeah, totally. Yes.
And running a white label agency is very different to running just a regular agency. You're dealing with agencies of all different shapes and sizes, and the agencies bring on clients, you know, their end clients or from every walk of life. So our content writer, he's very well read, to say the least. You know, it's a great journey, and it's definitely not the end by any means.
Awesome. Well, I've just finished my beer, so I think that's a good time to launch into the final few questions.
Sure, man. Let's go for it.
Right. Like, what would you tell Mini Nick just starting out, like, on the agency journey?
On the agency journey, I would say to pick your clients wisely and always look at the numbers. You know, just because revenue's coming in doesn't mean that things are healthy.
Absolutely.
That's probably the one thing that I would recommend to little Nick coming in.
Sweet. All right. Favorite piece of technology right now?
You know what? I'm actually loving Clipfolio as an app, and then we just started using Loom.
Oh, dude, Loom is epic. Yeah.
Yeah, love it. Just found it. Actually, on Landon Ray's one, because we use Entreport, and he posted something using Loom. And I'm like, what is this Loom thing?
So good. So if any of you listening are ever needing support for like software, or you want to show something to someone on the support desk, like with Content Snare or whatever, send them a Loom video of what's going wrong, and the support person will love you forever. Like, it is the best thing. I was just dealing with ClickUp support today, and I sent them every response from me was just a Loom video. And they're like, oh my God, this is great.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I love it.
So handy. And Clipfolio, that's the dashboard app. Yeah. And it's, oh man, I tried to dig through that a while ago and it was so over my head.
Yeah, look, I've got a web dev background, so SQL, you know, SQL was my thing, and working with Excel, so it's pretty cool. But other than Clipfolio, there's a few out there, Dash This, Dash Roo, things like that would work quite well. But I said to my bookkeeper, I want to wake up in the morning, look at one screen that shows me red or green or yellow that we're doing cool, and then I can get on with the day. So why we got Clipfolio.
That's awesome. All right, good stuff. All right, so where can people find out more about you? Like eBrands, obviously, which is eBrands with a Z, eBrands.com.au.
.com.au, that's the one, yes. Yep. And if they do the dashboard demo, it's a live one with me, which is cool, and we can do a free audit for one of their customers unbranded too, so that'll be pretty sweet. Happy to do it.
So I'll drop a link on how to find both of these in the show notes, yeah? What's the easiest way to get that audit? Is it on the homepage?
No, they can just send a request to us, just, you know, support@ebrands.com.au can do that, because we don't offer it on the actual homepage, but happy to do it.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Sweet. Anywhere else?
And obviously, yeah, LinkedIn. I love my LinkedIn, so just hit me up on there. I'll just preface that by saying that my LinkedIn profile was written probably 3 years ago, and it makes me sound like a complete dick, but I, you know, it's not me. It was written by some guy that thought writing it in the third person is the way to go, and I've come to realize it definitely is not. So,
oh, I hate that. Hey, like someone wrote me a new profile as well, and I'm just like, oh, it makes me sound so.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was the guy I went on Shark Tank with, and you know, he's not a great guy. So yeah, whatever.
You went on Shark Tank, and that's just coming up now, really?
Oh, sorry, bro. Yeah, I was on Shark Tank. Season one here in Australia, I was in Shark Tank. So
what the hell?
Didn't go well.
That's like a whole nother story. So yeah, Google that. Yeah,
always just like when you're dating, man, always leaving wanting more. So
yeah, well, I have to do another one just about Shark Tank, clearly.
Yeah, cool.
All right, sweet. No, well, thanks for joining us. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to iTunes and leave a review. Share it with anyone you think will get something out of it. Thanks for joining us, Nick.
No worries. Thanks, James. Thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed and got something out of it.
Discover how to grow your agency, earn more, and work less at agencyhighway.com. Head over there to get resources from this episode and full transcripts. See you next time. This episode was brought to you by Content Snare. If you're a digital agency or just need to get content or info from your clients, Content Snare can help you collect it on time and without enormous email trails. Give it a try at contentsnare.com.